Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Scott Jacobs Show. I think I'm going to do a piece on Fox News.
For a while, we both struggled with low credit scores. Then I heard about Self. It's a new way to build credit that does...
Busy night tonight. Welcome to Hannity. We will begin tonight with multiple news, breaking news stories tonight. An urgent situation in multiple cities. Chaos, deadly violence in Seattle's so-called autonomous CHOP-CHAZ, summer-free love zone. We'll take you there in a moment. And chaos in Washington, D.C. tonight. Demonstrators attempting to create their own autonomous zone right there in our nation's capital, outside of the White House. Now, before we get to our opening monologue, let's go live to Washington, D.C., where Fox News' Kevin Cork is standing by with a live report. Apparently, we lost. Oh, Kevin is there. Kevin, tell us what you got. Okay, we don't have Kevin. We had him, we don't have him. All right. Tonight, we do have other big breaking news. We'll get back to that in a moment. That was earlier tonight. Now, we'll also take you on the ground of Seattle for a live report. We'll bring you breaking news there as it's happening everywhere. Also, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, will join us tonight. On top of all this breaking news, violence has been now erupting in America's major cities all weekend long. It is bad. Shootings, robberies, assault. This weekend, we saw carnage on an absolutely shocking and unacceptable level. If we want to be a country, a United States, the first thing we need to establish is safety and security. Bottom line, next thing we might want to do is fix these broken schools. You're watching a rapid deterioration and disintegration of our major cities. Democratic mayors and governors who have been in charge for decades are now clueless, unable, unwilling to fix it. These are our fellow American citizens. They have failed their constituents year in, year out. Now Americans are suffering. We are watching this far-left radical agenda play out in real time. And frankly, it is a sad, it is a scary picture. And we're going to take a closer look at America's liberal cities in crisis. Because in 134 days, you will be the ultimate jury. What is now becoming visible for all to see in all these liberal cities and these liberal states, well, if they win in November in 134 days and they implement their new Green Deal and their radical leftist agenda, you can pretty much assume the same results. We start with the news in Seattle, as we've been reporting. Now, Democrats there have ruled that city for three decades. Eight straight Democrats have served as mayor. It's a one-party town. Crime is spiraling out of control. In fact, violent crime is up by 30% in the past 3 years. In February, the Downtown Seattle Business Association openly worried that the city, quote, could be ruined by drugs, random attacks, shootings, and homelessness. But that didn't stop the Democratic mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, from, well, ceding, what, six city blocks, the main part of Seattle, to literally a collection of anarchists, radicals, socialists, and other so-called protesters. She let them take over parts of an entire city, including a police precinct. We saw them burn down in New York and other cities, and literally all law enforcement were kicked out. Now, she allowed them to wall off an entire area, basically commandeer it, take it over, and prevent stores from conducting their business and protecting American business owners and workers. She let them literally light fires breaking into the buildings and spray paint nearly every surface with graffiti. She said, how long is this going to go on? Oh, she said it might be a whole summer of love with a lot of potluck spaghetti dinners. Right, Mayor? This is what you said, right?
Yeah.
How long do you think Seattle in those few blocks looks like this?
I don't know. We could have the summer of love.
Well, tell that to the police who's supposed to be in that precinct.
Multiple media outlets also referring to this lawless area, as a festive zone, even as the anarchists themselves, telling the media, fake news, CNN, MSDNC, while they're live on the air, this is not a festive zone. They still reported it as a festive zone. Didn't look too festival festive over the weekend. Multiple people shot in the so-called festive zone. We told you on this show this is not going to end well. We have been warning all. We must protect every American. We have got to have law and order. We've got to stop the assault on police. Now, we're headed now towards 900 injured police officers with rocks and bricks and bottles and Molotov cocktails, and some have died. And on top of some dying, we have the guy in Vegas, a cop shot, and is now paralyzed from the neck down for the rest of his life. And then the looting, the arson, It's got to stop. The media also needs to stop lying and say it's a festive zone when it's not a festive zone. Now, there were peaceful protesters. They deserve... Everyone was unanimous on the George Floyd case. There was very little disagreement. That can't happen in this country. In one instance, we had police desperately trying to get to the scene of the shooting in the festive zone, autonomous zone, but they were blocked in Seattle by angry individuals. Watch this.
Hey, everybody, it's Tony Robbins. Listen, are you up for a challenge? I mean a real challenge, one where you're able to turn your...
Please provide a way so we can get to the victim. All we're trying to do is get to the victim and find them.
Mayor Durkin, what happened to your summer of love? Where are you? Where's Governor Inslee? This is your state. The president has been begging both of you to accept his help. Just like Comrade de Blasio and Governor Cuomo offered help again and again. Just like Chicago, just like Illinois. President offering help to everybody. Oh, we don't want any help. We can handle this. Well, it didn't work out too well, and that was highly predictable. Mayor Durkin, finally tonight, just breaking, all of a sudden wants to wind down the summer of love and the chop zone and the Chaz zone. Really? No more summer of love, Mayor? All told, one person killed, two others gravely injured during this weekend's violence in the so-called, well, Capitol Hill occupied protest, or CHOP, as one business owner put it, quote, CHOP destroyed the neighborhood. It made everyone there feel unsafe. And as you can see, Mayor Durkin, well, your wind down is a little too late. And we're going to see the same thing in nearly every major liberal city. We must, for the safety and security of all Americans, restore law and restore order. Now, these Democratic governors and mayors have refused to do so. Let's go to Chicago as an example. That's been ruled by Democrats now and mayors, Democratic mayors since 1933. Want to know why it's a mess? There you go. City's government's soft-on-crime approach has led to a seemingly never-ending wave of violence over the weekend. This past weekend, 104 our fellow Americans were shot, including 12 children. 14 people died this weekend. It's kind of like, well, just a little bit above average in Chicago. They do nothing to save that city, and the people keep them safe and secure, even in their own homes. Never mind the dilapidated, broken-down, corrupt school system where kids don't learn reading, writing, and math. In New York City, Comrade de Blasio, well, two terms in office. Well, guess what? He wrecked a once peaceful city that he inherited. His anti-police, soft-on-crime policies, along with Cuomo's get-out-of-jail-free, no-bail reform, is destroying not only New York City, but New York State. And they stand by their stupidity, just like they were awful on coronavirus. Look at New York City. Shootings up a whopping 358% over last year. Just this weekend, New York City, 28 separate shootings, 38 victims. Now think. Do you know the names of any of our fellow Americans in Chicago, Seattle, New York? Do you know the names of those individuals shot, those kids that were shot, those people that died? No, the media barely reports it. Minneapolis, where Democrat has been mayor since 1978, also violence spiraling out of control. Again, at least there, the president didn't get an opportunity to go in and help stop the violence in Minneapolis. Before the pandemic, serious crimes were up by 70%. Of course, now, after the city council has now vowed to dismantle the entire police department, guess what? Seven police officers announced their resignation. Violent crime has ensued. In just one shooting over the weekend, 11 people were injured there, one dead there. Again, our fellow Americans. This isn't just a failure of leadership on the state and local level. Nationally, top Democrats, they have turned a blind eye to violent crime for decades. Joe Biden, okay, Joe, you're going to lecture everybody, and Terry McAuliffe, I'm fine with Joe in the basement. He only sees two people a day. It's two people. That's all he sees, you know, and there's body men. I'm fine. Leave him there. He's been in politics 51 years, Joe. What did you do after Ferguson? What did you do after Baltimore? What did you do after Cambridge? Nothing. Speaker Pelosi, wow, she's been in politics 44 years. Senior Senator from California, Dianne Feinstein, has been, well, a public office now for over three decades. Maxine Waters has held office since 1976. Patrick Leahy, he's been in the U.S. Senate a whopping 45 years. What have they done? These Democrats all claim to care about America's inner cities. What have they done decade after decade after decade? Every 2 years, every 4 years, what do we hear? Conservatives are racist. They are sexist, misogynist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic. They want dirty air and water, and they want to kill children and want to throw grandma and grandpa over a cliff. It's the same playbook by the Democrats every 2 and 4 years. It's not true, because under Donald Trump's leadership, record after record low unemployment. African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women in the workplace, youth unemployment, and African American youth unemployment. Didn't happen under Barack and Joe when they had 8 years. They had 13 million more Americans on food stamps, 8 million more in poverty, and the lowest labor participation rate since the 70s. They've been more focused on expanding power and the scope of government over freedom and the lives of law-abiding Americans who are not being protected in our cities. Women and children and moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, while they've been coddling criminals in these big cities, letting criminals out, sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, and wreaking havoc on America's streets. Rule 101, if you want to live free, you need law and you need order and you need safety and you need security for the American people. That's a simple Hannity rule I think all Americans can agree on. And the next thing, let's fix...
Well, Hannity, here's the simple Scott rule. I believe as long as if you wanted to live off the land, I believe that's the more sufficient life. Everybody going back to doing everything for themselves again. You know? There'd be a lot less time shooting and killing and rioting, because everybody be having to be at home working their ass off if they're going to eat the next day, you know? You know, back in the Western days would have been the life I wish I had. Them are the years I wish I was born, because that would have been so great, you know? Somebody trespassed on your property, you didn't want them there, you blew his fucking head off, taught him a fucking lesson real quick. People didn't fucking go over, step out their boundaries because people wasn't scared to shoot. You know, if it go back to people not scared to shoot again, I bet you a lot of this shit would calm the fuck down. You know, why don't the government do something for a minute? Step to a side and let America fix America, and then y'all can come back. You know, I'm pretty sure we'll do a better job fixing it than the government could. There's a lot of things we could do, guys, you know. And to be more green, we need to go green. Because all this pollution is killing off our earth, and if we kill our earth, what happens to us? We fucking dead too, guys. I mean, really, think about what we're doing. That car we crank up every day to go to work is killing our earth every day you crank it. Think about how many people are in this world cranking a car every day. How much pollution from a pollution plant gets pumped into our skies daily? How much of the airplanes that shoot out that white foam in the sky? Y'all know what I'm talking about. How much of that is killing our ozone layer? And that shit's up a lot closer than all the other shit. The other shit's gotta rise from the bottom. That shit don't. It's already halfway there. You know, guys, y'all gotta think. If we went back to doing things for ourselves, protecting our homes ourselves, like it used to be, you know, I think this world would straighten the fuck up. I really do. Pardon my French. I ain't trying to be... I'm just one of those guys that kind of just says what comes to mind at the moment and doesn't think about it. He just says it. I'm sorry about that, guys. Let's see here. I think I'm gonna get back to the show we were just listening to so y'all could finish that up.
pockets. America's broken, dilapidated. Frankly, what is a despicable amount of money we spend more per capita than any other industrialized nation on education with the worst results. How is that possible? How is it possible in the city of Baltimore, third highest per capita spending on students in the entire world? And guess what? There are 13 public high schools. Not one kid is proficient in math. Not one. The veil has now been lifted. Socialism is on the ballot. Safety and security is on the ballot. And certainly a dilapidated school system is on the ballot. And Donald Trump's record of success versus Biden's record of failure in 50 years in politics, that's on the ballot in 134 days. Which America do you choose? Because this is now the biggest choice election in the history of the country. But I don't want to go too hyperbolic on this. Make no mistake, socialism, it's radicalism. It is the one philosophy that has been tried one incarnation after another worldwide. It has failed again and again and again. Every time they try it, no matter how they try to sell it, it all ends up in failure. Power for the state, and the people end up in poverty. Otherwise, Venezuela would be the richest country on earth. That is what is at stake for this country in 134 days. In other words, if they actually implement their new Green Deal, get rid of oil and gas, and make everything free, 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 it's going to fail. It is mathematically impossible to actually do what they say they're going to do. Will we triumph or will we fail? We will fail, and America will become unrecognizable. Well, in about 40-some-odd days, I have it all laid out in my book. Live free or die, America and the world on the brink, and that is now, well, out August 4th, but that is on the ballot in 134 days. America is and has been great for a reason, not perfect, great. It's built on principles, freedom, rugged individualism, self-sufficiency.
Think
Democrats, they now want to fundamentally rip out those core principles, and it's up to you, the people. I'm only one little vote in New York. I can't vote more than once. I do it legally.
We the people, like I said.
But you know what? Sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, border policies. If you believe everything's going to be free, well, just look at Chicago. Look at Illinois. Look at New York City. Look at New York State.
They're
look
going
at New
to
Jersey.
Hell.
Look at California. Tell me you want that to be America, because that's what America will become. Otherwise, this country will never be
America
the same again,
sucks.
Is my prediction. They win. Guess what? This country will be unrecognizable if these plans are ever implemented. What we are seeing, what we're witnessing in these cities, we will see nationwide. Here with
I miss America back in the day, back when I was a young boy. That's when I thought America was great. Since it got into the 20s, we've went downhill so fast, guys. And just continue to keep going downhill. But like I was saying about the homestead, pretty much living off land means you learn, you teach yourself. You know, how do you think man learned? They taught themselves. You know, you would teach yourself to live off the land if you're a survivor. Now you got some of these dumb sons of bitches out here that'll lay around the house, play video games all day. Them's the sons of bitches that ain't gonna make it. You know, all they want to do is play game all day long. That's it, play game. I know I play games myself, but you know, I do work, I do other stuff, cut grass, go out. You know, I don't let it become my life. You know, it's not, that's not the way it's supposed to be. You know, I believe if you work hard, you're supposed to succeed in life. But, you know, I kind of find out anymore, it's like you try to work hard. You try to make decent. Like, I'm not complaining about my pay or nothing like that, but You know, I've seen it and I've been in that situation before where you show how much you're worth and they don't want to pay it, you know, and then they start taking advantage of it, and then they start expecting it, you know. You know, it's not easy to be a hard, it ain't easy to be a hard worker. You know, you gotta have the skill set for it, I guess. You gotta know many things. You can't just know one thing and hope you make it through life, because, pal, if you don't, if you get fired, you are gonna be one screwed puppy in life. But, you know, I don't know why in the hell I keep saying, you know. I'm sorry, guys, I keep doing that. I think it's just because I ain't really talked in a while like I used to when I first started my show. I'd talk and talk. I pretty much talked the whole show. But, you know, I'm trying to be, like, learnable, too, in my podcast. That's why I play the videos, because no better than anybody themselves that told the story can say it better than I could tell you. So I let them tell their own story on my podcast, and I play their videos, and y'all have a mind of your own. Either you like the story or you didn't. I mean, not everybody's going to agree. You know, you can find me on the Scott Jacobs Show Facebook page. Follow me, like me, add comments to some of the stuff I post. I post the show basically every time I do one. I'll post it on there. So, guys, if you hear a show and you like it, find my Scott Jacobs Show podcast on Facebook. Follow me, and I'll consider your comments, and if there's a certain thing you'd like me to research and look up and see what's up and see if I can find a video on it that help explain a lot better than what I could, and then I'll put my interpretation in it, you know. All you're going to get is a country interpretation, you know. I'm just a good old country boy from the South, you know, not really prejudiced, just trying to make it in life, really all I'm trying to do. But, you know, if things get worse, guys, I really am considering living off the land if it gets any worse than this. Because I really do not want to be around and watch this shit go down. You know, I can just imagine when martial law takes effect how many people are going to be drugged out of their homes and shot for not cooperating, you know? It'll be our own military shooting on their own people they're supposed to protect. So what fucking military guy in their right mind would want to go against their families, have to shoot down because the government told them to? You know, motherfuckers, y'all got a mind of your own. When that shit happens and goes down, you don't have to obey, because there's more y'all than they are them. Y'all could overthrow the government and we could fix this shit and establish a more thorough government and refix what we once had. You know, when I first got my license, I remember gas when I was a teenager that used to be a dollar. I think it was $1.59 was the lowest I think I've seen. I think it was $1.59. But it was like, wow, $1.59. And now look at it, $2, $3, $4, $5, you know. it gets out there now, all because of the Bush. Bush owns just about all the oil. And that motherfucker's charging out the ass for it, ranking up. You know, whenever he was president, remember how we were dealing with a lot of oil stuff, crisis and all that? Yeah, he was doing all that so he could jack the shit up and leave it there. I mean, have you not noticed the gas always goes back up? It seems somehow, some way, eventually it goes right back to where it was. It's because he's ranking millions while we just keep paying like dumbasses. It's like, whoa, what's he gonna do if we all protest and stop buying gas? They'd have no choice but to lower the shit, guys. I mean, I am a smart motherfucker, but I'm not so smart I know everything, but I do research and I do keep my mind open to a lot of things, and I listen to what people talk and how they talk, and I research my own theory about it, what they talk about. Like, I got somebody told me today, tomorrow, over the North Carolina border, the whole North Carolina is supposed to see dust clouds in the sky because of some sandstorm that happened, and just trying to get to the bottom of that. I want to see if that happens. Be kind of cool to see something like that. It'd be different, you know. But I remember when the eclipse happened. That was millions watched it as it happened. I mean, just about the whole world was stood still for a moment to watch this stupid ass eclipse. Yeah, and I was one of them dumb suckers that watched it too. But guys, I really want to tell y'all, I really think the end of time is starting to come true, man. I really think that Bible is almost done fulfilling, and Christ is about to show his face, which is a good thing, because I'd rather that happen than keep dealing with this shit day in, day out, you know? If this is anything like hell, I'm out. I want to go to heaven. Yeah. Which I know it's worse than this, is iron pit. It's going to be crazy. But this is the Scott Jacobs Show today. It's June 25th, 2020. I hope y'all enjoyed. I didn't play that many videos because I just wanted to do a little chit-chat. You know, I ain't done one of them in a minute. Y'all probably forgot my voice. No. Alright guys, thanks for watching my podcast, or listening, sorry. And I want to shout out to all the podcast systems that push my show out. I want to thank y'all for that. That's Apple, Google, Anchor, and all them. Breaker, and Pocket Cast. And I think there's a few other. Spotify. I don't know about iHeartRadio yet. I ain't checked that one, but it might. So once I find out, I'll start saying iHeartRadio. But right as of right now, I don't know yet. I ain't looked. But all the other ones I've mentioned, I know for a fact because I've looked them up myself to see if they're on it before I started saying they are and didn't know. All right, guys. I hope y'all have a good night. Thanks for listening. Bye.